Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Duke of York will face a civil sex case trial after an American judge dismissed a motion by his legal team to have the lawsuit thrown out. In a moment, we'll hear from the royal commentator Peter Hunt. First, with all the details, our Washington correspondent Simon Marks.
Well, Eddie, let's be clear. This is absolutely not the news that Prince Andrew or his legal team wanted to be hearing today. Judge Lewis Kaplan denying the prince's motion to dismiss that lawsuit being brought against him in the Southern District of New York by Virginia Giuffre. She, of course, alleges she was sexually abused by the prince on 3 separate occasions after being introduced to him by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. We'll get to what it all means in a moment, but first, the substance of the judge's ruling. The prince's lawyers claimed a 2009 agreement that Ms. Giuffre signed with Jeffrey Epstein, in which she won $500,000 in compensation from the paedophile financier, also included a clause in which she agreed to take no further legal action against any other potential defendant. That is the key phrase in the agreement, the Duke arguing that he is another potential defendant and therefore he sought the dismissal of the case. The judge would hear none of it, both at the hearing 8 days ago, as we reported on the programme then, and in the 46-page ruling that he has issued here this morning. The agreement struck in 2009, he writes, is ambiguous. He says it's impossible to know precisely what Virginia Giuffre and Jeffrey Epstein thought it meant. This court, he says, cannot rewrite it to give Prince Andrew rights where the agreement does not clearly manifest them. In other words, he rules out the ability of the Duke's lawyers to use the settlement agreement in which Virginia Giuffre won that compensation but no admission of guilt from Jeffrey Epstein as grounds to block her lawsuit against him. Although he does indicate that the Duke's legal team is perfectly at liberty to bring the document up when the lawsuit proceeds. They can, in other words, ask Virginia Giuffre exactly what she thinks she was signing away in that agreement. They obviously will not be able to ask Jeffrey Epstein because he, of course, committed suicide in a New York jail in August of 2019. There is more to the judge's ruling. He eviscerates claims by Prince Andrew's attorneys that the Virginia Giuffre accusations are in any way imprecise. Miss Giuffre's complaint, he writes, is neither unintelligible, nor vague, nor ambiguous, 3 claims that lawyers for the prince tried to advance. Rather, he says, Miss Giuffre alleges incidents of sexual abuse in particular circumstances at 3 identifiable locations and is unambiguous about who was responsible for the abuse. In other words, Prince Andrew. And the judge points out that he sees a contradiction in the Duke's claim that he cannot reasonably prepare a response to Ms. Giuffre's allegations without knowing more about them, and the fact that he has categorically denied the allegations. How, after all, can you deny something categorically when in court you're claiming you don't know precisely what your accuser is alleging? So this is a multifaceted defeat for Prince Andrew. It puts his legal team back at square one, and it means the lawsuit moves forward. So what happens next? Lawyer Spencer Coovin, who represents 9 of Jeffrey Epstein's victims in other legal cases and has done so for the last decade, confirms that Ms. Giuffre's lawyers will want a personal interview with the Duke as the next steps in the case advance.
Written discovery, request for documents, but it also includes a deposition. And there is no doubt that the attorneys for Virginia Giuffre are going to seek to take the deposition of the Duke of York.
That lawsuit could, of course, be headed off if the Duke's lawyers agree to an out-of-court settlement with Virginia Giuffre or can find other grounds to seek a dismissal. The 46-page ruling handed down by Judge Kaplan today, Eddie, makes it clear that their first effort got them nowhere.
Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.